This is Ren Alcantara, editor at large at Gadgets Magazine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gadgets TV. We're here to deliver the most relevant topics in tech, lifestyle, and motoring, so you can stay up to date with the latest news on the workplace. First off, we take a look at the world of tech in circuit break. Smart Omega, the official esports team supported by leading mobile services provider Smart Communications Incorporated, or SMART, will be one of the professional teams that will be representing the Philippines in the upcoming Mobile Legends Bang Bang MP World Championships in Singapore. Happening on January 18, 24, 2021, the M2 World Championships will be the first in-person competition for Mobile Legends since the pandemic began. Professional teams from Japan, Brazil, Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Singapore, Russia, and the Philippines will battle it out in the biggest ML competition in the world. Aside from Smart Omega, Brand Esports will also represent the Philippines. Both teams are members of the SmartBack Philippine Esports Organization, or PESO, the official national sports association that governs and helps develop esports in the country. Esports athletes and management teams who will participate in the tournament will follow strict public health protocols during the games, and no live audience will be allowed in the venue to ensure the safety of the participants. Smart has always been active in the promotion of esports in the Philippines. Aside from promoting Smart Omega, the telco company has also mounted multiple Mobile Legends competitions nationwide. This massive support for esports has been made possible by PLDT and Smart's integrated network. In 2020, PLDT and Smart further accelerated the rollout of their fixed and wireless networks to deliver better customer service. PLDT's fiber infrastructure, the most extensive in the country, is now at more than 422,000 kilometers as of November. This fiber infrastructure supports Smart's mobile networks, which now cover 96% of the population and are present in 95% of cities and municipalities. In other tech news, get your hands on the much-awaited iPhone 12 series by pre-ordering it through Globe. You can take your pick from among the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, or iPhone 12 Pro Max, and avail of special introductory pricing and your choice of payment options. Check out the more affordable ways you can get your hands on the new iPhone 12 powered by Globe 5G. For a limited time period, Globe will be offering the iPhone 12 series at lower cash outs. This means you can get the iPhone 12 at just 900 pesos per month with the plan 1799 for a 24-month lockup period. Customers also have the option to choose a longer lockup with lower total cash outs and monthly payments. The iPhone 12 can be yours for as low as 450 per month if you are a new customer and 350 per month if you are a recontracting customer with the plan 1799 through this lockup option. Available for both new and recontracting customers, you can pay in fixed monthly installments for up to 36 months with 0% interest using your BPI or HSBC credit card. Globe is also offering special cash-out rates for customers who are ready to renew their postpaid plans, with discounts of up to 3,600 pesos on the cash-out if you're on the plan 1799 or higher, and if you choose the 36-month lockup option. Globe postpaid customers can avail of these plans from Globe Online Shop at glbe.co/iPhone12, Globe Online Shop Facebook Messenger, select Globe Stores, or visit www.globe.com.ph/iPhone12. Globe Platinum customers, on the other hand, may also pre-order through their relationship managers, Thea, their digital assistant on Facebook Messenger, and at www.globe.com.ph/platinum/iPhone-12. Now let's take a pit stop and check out what's happening in mobility news. HARI Foundation Incorporated, the CSR arm of Hyundai Age Resources Incorporated, or HARI, closes 2020 on an inspiring note with Hyundai Dream Center Philippines, or HDCP, hailed Outstanding CSR Program in Education at the virtual award ceremony of the 2020 League of Corporate Foundations, or LCF, CSR Guild Awards. This new and first-time citation from the LCF came at the heels of HDCP receiving the highest honors, the Platinum for Education, at the Driven to Serve Awards of the Society of Philippine Motor Journalists, or SPMJ, last November. The LCF CSR Guild Awards is a recognition program of outstanding social good initiatives of the country's premier business organizations in the areas of education, arts and culture, enterprise development, environment, and health. Hyundai Dream Center Philippines passed the scrutiny of the LCF's 96 member organizations for its meaningful and sustainable impact on the communities and institutions that it serves. PHTCP, launched on April 10, 2018 in Calamba City, Laguna, is a world-class automotive training and education hub established by Harry in partnership with Hyundai Motor Company, or HMC, and the humanitarian organization Plan International. It is the fifth Dream Center that HMC has set up in the Asia-Africa region since 2013. Harry is the first Hyundai distributor to be tapped to craft the Dream Center training programs to respond to local industry needs. HTCP scholars are referrals from Hyundai dealerships and planned international program areas from Mindoro, Masbate, Cebu, Samar, Leyte, Cotabato, and Mindanao. Its training programs are made up of three Tesla-certified training courses. Since its launch, HTCP has produced 174 graduates from four batches, 87% of whom are employed as automotive technicians, service advisors, and warranty officers at Hyundai dealerships across the country. In other moving news, NLEX MMDA and local government officials discuss solutions to ease holiday toll plaza traffic, separately with Metropolitan Manila Development Authority or MMDA General Manager Jojo Garcia, Caloocan City Mayor Oscar Malapitan, and Liga ng mga Alkalde ng Pilipinas at Bulacan Chapter President and Guiguinto City Mayor Roy Cruz, and shared with the officials their measures to increase motorist convenience and smoother traffic flow at the toll plazas. Mayor Oscar Malapitan and MMDA GM Garcia separately visited the ongoing operations at the NLEX Balintawak Toll Plaza in Caloocan City. Meanwhile, Mayor Boy Cruz hosted the NLEX operations team at his office in Guiguinto City to quickly address customer concerns during this transition to the RFID cashless contactless system. The tollway company has laid out its actions, which include reopening of cash lanes and the transfer of the ongoing RFID sticker installation and reload activities away from the toll plazas. In addition, following a dialogue with the Toll Regulatory Board to ensure faster traffic flow during expected traffic surges, a barrier up procedure will also be implemented in the RFID lanes. This means that in these RFID lanes, where the lane barriers are kept raised, RFID subscribers need not stop and go during their passage, even as the scanners and readers continue to operate and record the toll transactions. That's the good side. Now let's take a look at what's happening in the lifestyle world. In lifestyle news, East West Bank has recently introduced EasyWay, a new channel that makes in-store transactions faster. Through EasyWay, East West Bank account holders can now pre-process essential bank transactions they'd normally do in person, such as cash and check deposits, cash withdrawals, check and cashments, loan payments, fund transfers, and more via SMS, Viber, email, or Facebook Messenger. With EasyWay, customers no longer need to fill out any form or scramble to look for their details at the store. The expanded transaction channel helps bridge the current gap between digital and in-store transactions. This means customers who need to transact in stores can get their banking done as fast and hassle-free as possible. East West account holders can book their transactions through SMS and Viber at 0947-994-1880, through email at easyway@eastwestbanker.com, or through Facebook Messenger at m.me/eastwesteasyway. Users who book appointments through any of these channels will then receive a reference number they can present at an East West Bank branch nationwide, where they will find a dedicated EasyWay lane for faster service. And that's it for today's installment of Gadgets Magazine TV, your regular rundown of the latest news and features in the world of tech, lifestyle, and motor. Catch us online on Facebook, YouTube, and the Gadgets Magazine website. And see you next time.